Welcome, Vladimir. I'm so pleased to have you on the show today, all the way from London. Please, can you tell me a bit about Choice.com and what you guys do?
Yeah, definitely. So, happy to be here. So first of all, we started our history like 5 years ago with a company called Crypterium, and it was in the times during times when the crypto market was like a wild west, and it wasn't really possible to buy crypto or sell crypto or to do it in a very, I would say, easy and simple manner. And our core idea behind our business was to help people, to just easily buy Bitcoin and spend it as you would do with your normal money. And after almost 5 years, we've invested a lot of money, over $60 million, in building all the ecosystem. We work in now and operate in over 100 different countries. Yeah, and I think that we've done so. I mean, people could now use our products to buy, sell, spend crypto. We have a Visa cards, we have IBAN accounts, and all
Oh, great.
the crypto fiat related services. So yeah, and like 2 years ago, we started to think how we can move on, and we recognize that current market is much, let's say, bigger and much more developed than before. And we define our strategy to go into not to stay only in the CeFi centralized finance space, but also to make a move into decentralized finance space. And that's how we get basically to the Choice.com that is a combination of DeFi and CeFi, like Crypterium, and our product called Charism helps people to have all the services they need
Very
under one
good.
roof in a simple, easy manner, yeah, to use.
Yeah, fantastic. Simple's good, and obviously authentic's good at the moment too, with all the scams that have just recently surfaced.
Yeah.
What's your insight into all of that with FTX?
Oh, that's a big problem for the whole entire
Nightmare.
market. Yeah, I wouldn't talk only about FTX. So basically, first things, yeah, we just we came to the market in 2017, and in 2018, when the first crypto winter started, I thought maybe I made a wrong decision. I made the wrong decision with the market because so like such big crashes happening there. But people around me that were in the market for a couple of years, they said like, relax, take it easy. It's just a crypto winter, and if you believe in the idea of a crypto winter, then you believe in the idea of crypto summer, and all other seasons there. So, first of all, in 2021, I think everyone was predicted that 2022 will be a red market. And I think that the whole situation with an FTX happened with, first of all, with Luna, because
Yes, of
Luna,
course. Yeah.
yeah, because I think that what usually crypto funds and a lot of institutional companies, what they were doing, they would, for example, borrow money from Celsius for 10%, put them into Luna for 20%, and make money out of that. And
Ah.
yeah, and when Luna crashed, after that we saw the crash of Celsius and the BlockFi and all the companies who were in
Yeah.
these toxic assets. And so I think
Yeah.
that FTX was just the following, after all of these things that started with Luna.
Great. Well, thanks for that explanation. It's been a bit of a crazy time. I've been following Bitcoin since I had a business in Ireland in 2008.
Oh, really?
And trying to support that ecosystem. So, yeah, you see many quite a few falls since then, but and booms, as you said, around
Do you
2017.
believe in crypto winter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So put our coats on. So tell me, what do you think, at the moment? There's also, being in the US, there's also a lot of layoffs in the big tech companies, and a lot, and obviously this FTX dilemma has affected people's trust in crypto again. And I was wondering, like, what your summary is about all these things that have happened this year. And I know that you've been going, that you raised venture this year. So mm-hmm. can you tell me, because at the moment the market seems like very tight as regards venture capital. So what's your thoughts on, and what's your experience on that this year?
So I would probably start with the whole, I mean, with my thoughts about this year, 2022. So, I mean, all the things that happens now is just, you know, so we began this year, in, let's say, crypto autumn. Now we could with much or less confidence say that crypto winter has begun, and at least we won't see probably, you know, a big falls down. I don't really believe that the market will fall down lower than, let's say, $20,000 for Bitcoin, because right. the self cost, the price of mining at the moment is around these figures, and in the whole entire history for the last 12 years, market wasn't going really deep lower than the price of mining. And I don't think that that this winter will last for a long time. At least I think after the next maybe 6 to 8 months, as it was before, we will see crypto spring. Even if we won't recognize it, you can only recognize it after the crypto summer starts. You can see, let's say, a bottom point. But I would say that this year was beginning of the year was really interesting. A lot of investment during this year, and a lot of new projects, new products, new companies. But like, what happens now? I mean, it doesn't matter what it will be, Luna or Celsius or FTX. It will still be crypto winter, because this market lives in cycles. And I see these cycles for at least last 6 years. So it's the second crypto winter for us, I would say, like that. So I think it's a very good time for a lot of new technologies to come in the game. If we would, you know, go backwards and see what happened like in 2018 and 19, you would recognize all of the technologies that basically came to the market and that were during last couple of years on the top of this market. So it's a good time to start your business. It's a good time to invest in crypto, because it's very the entrance prices are very low at the moment. And if the market will do what it did like last four cycles, and at least will get to its all-time highs for major cryptocurrencies, we can see that the potential is huge, like 300-500% there. Yeah, so that's the first point. So I think that the market was in some cases bad, especially for companies that were, you know, and people who were involved in these troubled companies. We were lucky not to be there. no sense in Luna, Celsius, or anyone else. But what is good is that it's a very good time to concentrate your business on preparation for next seasons. That's basically what we do. And as you mentioned, we were during this year, we were fundraising. We started in the beginning of the year with a first, I would say, small round for not more than 5 million. It was more a liquidity round to launch our new token CHO. And in the end of August, we started the Series A round. We were happy to finish the first part before all the things happened with FTX. And so I think that the market, of course, and investors at the moment, they have they're scared. They don't want to invest actively.
Well, yes, because of all the talk of recession in the US, and obviously, I also follow UK news, and I see that there's fear about that as well in the UK. So yeah, with that tightening up, what do you sense? For me, I always see that if you have risk tolerance, then bad times actually can end up equaling good times in business.
Yeah, I would say that this market has, I mean, investors has a lot of fear, but those investors who started to invest, let's say 2 years ago or 4 years ago, but those investors who just started to invest now, especially in the companies who have market, who have traction, you know, who have user base or interest in technologies, I think that they don't have so much fear because, you know, they came into the very, I would say, cheap market, you know, where you can get everything cheaper. And but as for other funds, so we see that even keeping in mind that we have we've closed the first part of our Series A round, and we had plans to launch a second part for more, I would say, in a more retail style. I will explain a little bit later. But still, some of the investment funds who try to and plans to involve in this market, they say that they are on pause at the moment, that they want to, you know, hold on for a while. Holding back. Because they invested in, you know, some companies that drop for more than like 10, 20 times. So of course,
exactly,
their investors are not really heavy. But still, we need to say that on the market there are a lot of active investments at the moment. A lot of deals are still going on. A lot of money is entering to the market. But maybe average checks a little bit lower, and audit is better than before, you know. So not so much money as before, but still market exists, of course.
Yeah, and obviously if you've got a good business and, as you said, you're risk tolerant, I think that, you can have good times even when it appears to be a slow market. So, so can you tell me, just to finish our talk, what Choice.com actually offers as a solution to what problem? You know, what's the problem that you're solving that makes you an individual startup?
Yeah, that's a good question. So first of all, we recognize, as I said a couple of years ago, that market, you know, split it into two different parts without a real bridge between them. It's a centralized part and decentralized part. And both of them have, you know, some really good value for customers. They provide a very good value for customers, but DeFi could help you to earn more. Maybe you can use it more with more anonymity, but it's very, very complicated. Whether CeFi companies, they are more regulated, and maybe you can use them easier, but still there is a lot of you know, problems, like you see what happens with FTX and other stuff. So we decided to basically create the fully first earn marketplace that would combine DeFi and CeFi under one roof. That's why like choice.com aims to help people to find all the earn opportunities in one single place, and providing the crypto fiat infrastructure to get to your goals easier. So we call it
that,
like,
that would make your market much bigger, I would imagine. Is that correct?
Definitely. And it helps us to solve big problems. Like, for example, if you would be interested, let's say, to enter a liquidity pool, let's say on Polygon blockchain, that provide you a really good APY, or provide you some services that you can do there with your assets, how can you go get there from your centralized wallet? Previously, it was almost impossible. It was very hard to do. You would need to transfer your funds from one blockchain to another, do a couple of transactions. Especially if you want to enter the liquidity pool, you will need to swap your currencies a couple of times and then to stake it. So a lot
very
of
very complex.
Yeah, very complex, but very profitable and very interesting.
Yeah.
And basically what we did, for example, a transaction builder protocol that helps people to do it in a one single click of a button, and all the 18 transactions behind that would just be done in a couple of seconds for a customer. That's just an example. So what is choice? So we basically unite and combine all of the most interesting services from both spaces and from CeFi.
Fabulous. And also it brings peace to the battle that's been going on for years about the two. So yeah, that's good. And increases your market range. So that's fantastic. I'm sure you're going to be really successful.
And yeah, thank
good
you.
Luck with further rounds. I would imagine you should do well.
We do a very interesting thing at the moment. We call it an NTO. It is like an NFT token offering. And it is something really new. As I said before, I want to mention that. So as you know, previously, NFT market has a big problem of, let's say, value. So you can buy an NFT, but you don't know what will be the price of this NFT in the future and what is backing, let's say, this price. I mean, where does this come from? And the second problem is with tokens and with investments. A lot of companies during crypto winter will meet a problem that they won't be able to fundraise through investment funds, and they have only one chance to go and to sell their tokens. I mean, if we're talking about the companies that that have already listed their tokens on the exchanges, so they have not a lot of choice what they can do. And we are building at the moment an idea of an NTO that is a combination of an NFT and the tokens with a pretty big discount that companies could use for secondary market tokens and investment rounds. And I think we're trying to build a new trend. And if we will be successful in this case, it will be really interesting because after all the previous trends like ICO, IEO, IDO.
Yeah, I know. It was hard to keep up there for a few years.
We see that that this NTO concept could probably really help a lot of companies in the space. And we will do the first NTO for choice.com, and it will just start in like the next couple of days, and we will
so you're launching that really soon is what you're saying.
We're 99% ready.
Fabulous. Well, I hope some of our listeners go and check your website out and try this, but absolutely, it's so interesting. Sounds like you've got a great business, and I wish you all the best for the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Was happy and glad to be here.
Good on you, Vladimir. Bye.
Bye-bye.